Thanks for joining us. I'll just mention a few topics and then go to your questions. Obviously, healthcare reform remains the issue of the week, and I would say of the last year and a half. This week, of course, is also Sunshine Week, and Senator Pat Leahy, who I've found to be a very reliable ally on open government and freedom of information issues, he and I introduced a new bill to make further improvements to the Freedom of Information Act. I'm glad that at least we're seeing some bipartisan cooperation on important topics here in Washington. Immigration, which is something that that I have been working on since at least 2005, remains unfinished business. President Obama has said he wants to deal with this issue, but unfortunately, it seems to have been crowded out by other business, namely healthcare, which has seemed to suck all the oxygen out of the Capitol. But it remains serious broken system that we need to deal with. Border security is another issue. Senator Hutchison and I have called on the president to take action with regard to the escalating violence on our southern border. We asked the president to instruct federal authorities to provide with a joint intelligence briefing on ongoing violence in Mexico and its potential impact on U.S. security. We asked the president to work with us to develop a concrete plan to deal with this increased violence and to share it with Congress. And we asked the president to accompany us on a visit to the border region as soon as possible. We've also asked Senator Dianne Feinstein and I together are asking the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, on which I sit, to convene hearings, because what's happening in Mexico is not just an issue of spillover violence, and that's certainly very important. It's about the safety and security of Americans who visit Mexico. Second, and third, it is whether we are going to see a narco state on our southern border. It seems like we spent and we have so much money and so much blood trying to provide for a democracy in the Middle East, and it would be just sort of beyond belief if we did not do everything we could do to try to help President Calderon keep the narco terrorists from taking over in Mexico, which is a serious and ongoing problem.